My fellow Americans and all those that love God and liberty listening in around the world today, welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program, coming to you from the High Rocky Mountains of Idaho, USA. Good to be back with you again, folks. I'm that old retired cop, Jack McLam, back with you on this Sunday, and I'm happy to be here, very happy to be here. We have our two police and military associations here where I'm sitting today. And we have a lot of information coming in, folks, a lot of information I want to share with you today. But I do have a brother with me right now, your brother and my brother. We call him the Capitol Hill Commando, Ernie from Virginia. And I'm so happy that those of you out there that keep up on things, all kinds of things, contact me all the time here at our two police and military associations and try to keep me up on things, because it's very difficult. You know, our enemy is attacking from all directions. Our enemies are numerous. Actually, it turns out to be just one entity, and that's Satan. And these entities that work in all these areas that are attacking us constantly all work for Satan, of course, because you either have a choice of working with God or you work with Satan. There's no in-between whatsoever. And so I can't keep up with it all, folks. We're being attacked by every area, by Luciferians that work for various agencies and all. And I'm so thrilled to have our Capitol Hill Commando Ernie from Virginia call us all the time, because we have to keep up on the unconstitutional and the tyrannical laws that are being passed by our Congress and our Senate, and that is being proposed, the things being proposed by the White House. And there's nobody better to do it that I've ever seen than Ernie from Virginia. And he's calling in right now to share his information with us, because, folks, as you know, our God tells us that we just don't sit back and do nothing when we find out the enemy is attacking. You know, Lucifer and his minions are attacking us. God tells us we're supposed to stand up against the evildoers, rise up against the workers of iniquity. Action words, folks, that's what those are. And I'm so happy so many of our listeners are activists and doing something, because that's what God commands us to do. Right after this break, we'll be back with our Capitol Hill Commando, Ernie from Virginia. Stay tuned. Get a pencil and paper if you would. We're going to need it. Be right.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear, and here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Okay, folks, we're back on the Officer Jack McLam program on the wonderful Dynamic Republic Broadcasting Network, and we're on with our Capitol Hill Commando, Ernie from Virginia. And I'm just going to pass the microphone on to him, so to speak, and let him bring us, update us on what we need to know and give us our marching orders for this week. Arnie, go right ahead, brother. Welcome, and thank you for being with us today.
Thank you, Brother Jack. And I wanted to start off with some recent events that and issues that I saw on TV the past couple of days. And it started with Bob Chapman's write-up on the International Forecaster, and then I saw a program on CNN yesterday on concerning how veterans are being treated, and some of the benefits from that veterans are receiving are based on formulas dating back to World War One, and it's an atrocity to learn that the U.S. military is demanding that thousands of wounded service personnel get back signing bonuses because they're unable to serve out their commitments. Now, men and women, Jack, who have lost arms, legs, eyesight, hearing, and can no longer serve are being ordered to pay back some of that, some of the money back that they received for bonuses when they signed up. Now,
That's incredible, brother, but it's more of the same of what we see this administration doing to our veterans. They can't stand our veterans. They want to use them as cannon fodder. But once they're injured, they just throw them on the dump heap, you know, the trash heap. And
absolutely.
It's sad. We see that the VA hospital now, the VA system is only granting 5% of injured soldiers benefits today. Only 5%, we found out. And so it is horrendous how they use up our soldiers, our brothers and sisters, moms and dads, and sisters and brothers, and then the minute they're injured and they're no longer good to help the international criminals acquire power and money and profit, then they throw them away. So I'm so happy you're bringing this up, brother.
Well, thank you, Jack. And as you know, I previously reported on a prior show that nearly 11,000 soldiers had been denied prompt reemployment after leaving civilian jobs for military deployments. More than 22,000 had lost seniority and pay, and nearly 20,000 had their pensions cut, and nearly 11,000 were denied their previous health insurance benefits. But then when I heard about this situation with the military wanting part of their bonuses back, which I find most reprehensible, and I cannot imagine a society more cruel to do that. Yeah. And I did some research, and I found on an article out of a Pittsburgh website, KDKA.com, uh-huh. which is, I think it's a CBS broadcast and affiliate out of Pittsburgh. Well, that station contacted Congressman Jason Altmaier, A-L-T-M-I-R-E, of Pennsylvania. He's a Democrat. And this congressman, on behalf of one of his constituents, Jordan Fox, a young soldier from the South Hills in the Pittsburgh area, he had been injured. His back was injured, and he had lost all vision in his right eye in a roadside bomb incident in Iraq. And a few months later, after Fox was sent home, his injuries prohibited him from fulfilling 3 months of his commitment, just 3 months. A few days ago, he received a letter from the military demanding nearly $3,000 of his $10,000 signing bonus back. And basically, essentially what has happened, because of these injuries, he's not able to do his job as a police officer. He wanted to become a police officer, et cetera. But then to add insult to injury, to seek $3,000 back of his signing bonus after he was injured, his back was injured, and he lost the sight of his one of his eyes,
yeah.
I find that's incredible.
That's, it shows, what was that quote by Kissinger 30 years ago where he said some abominable things about soldiers are just a bunch of trash that we use?
Yes.
Use up. I forget what that quote was.
They were essentially cannon fodder.
Just cannon fodder, yes.
Right.
And
to
of
be
course,
used,
that's exactly what you see today with the international criminals that lead this country and use us, our soldiers, as mercenaries to go in and take over nations with oil and take over nations for the international criminal or the communist Zionist Gentiles that rule Israel today. They're taking over this land to expand the communist Zionist dynasty there, empire down there, and also to take the oil. And that's what we're fighting for, brother. And you can see where they hate our soldiers and don't care about our soldiers. And, of course, then again, they're scared to death about our soldiers because they've worked out a plan to disarm them when they come back from the military and they have problems. Psychological problems, they're taking their weapons forever from them, or at least that's what they're trying to do. Go right ahead, Ernie.
Precisely, Jack. They are very, not only are they paranoid of the citizens, but most paranoid of the veterans who, and our fellow veterans, and both you and I are veterans, and
yeah.
we are very troubled by the treatment of these veterans today.
Uh-huh.
And but fortunately, Congressman Altmaier of Pennsylvania from the 4th District has sponsored a bill, House Resolution 3793, that we would and the listeners should call their congressman to support and co-sponsor House Resolution 3793, which is to amend Title 37 U.S. Code to require the Secretary of Defense to continue to pay to a member of the armed forces who was retired or separated from the armed forces due to a combat-related injury certain bonuses that the member was entitled to before the retirement or separation and would continue to be entitled to if the member was not retired or separated. And I think this is a critical piece of legislation.
It is.
You know, it's unfortunate we have to issue more legislation, more laws, to do what the country should be doing on its own.
That's right.
But anyhow, I'm also happy to note that 219 congressmen have co-sponsored the legislation. So I think this is going to be passed, but we need to let Congress know to give them a call. Again, House Resolution 3793, that we support that bill fully.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Now, one of the most troubling pieces of legislation is, well, before I get to the legislation, I'd like to again talk about the law of the sea treaty. Because of the Bilderberg meeting at the end of May and early June, and the reversal by the administration of the law of the sea treaty, which would give the U.N. jurisdiction over land-based pollution sources in the U.S. and 70% of the planet's territory, the oceans, and we would be providing indirectly a tax to the U.N., American citizens, and the U.N. would be giving this international taxing authority and the international seabed authority under the U.N. would have all this unbelievable authority over the U.S. and our Navy.
Yeah.
That we would have to have permission ultimately to go fishing, to mine the oceans. Even some have argued we need permission for our Navy to depart from a port. And we think this is a very bad piece of legislation, but unfortunately the administration is fully supporting it. It's one of the globalists' number one bills to get us into this, to reduce and undermine our national sovereignty. It's consistent with the open borders agenda, consistent with the North American Union and NAFTA superhighway system, and the continual undermining of American interests. This treaty is not cost beneficial, and yet our Senate Foreign Relations Committee just a few weeks ago voted by a vote of 17-4 to approve this measure, Jack.
Yes.
And Senator Lugar, who is a Republican who's leading the charge for the administration, and Senator Biden, who is a presidential candidate for the Democratic Party, is supporting this. And from what I can see, all the Democrats are on board with this. So we need still to call them. And I know in Virginia I'm going to continue to call Senator Webb's office to seek his reversal, because I believe his office, based on my discussion with certain staff members, he's inclined to go with senior military brass in their support of this treaty.
Yes.
And I question the senior military brass. Why would they want to see U.S. American military being put under the jurisdiction of the U.N.? And why would the American military want to do something that would injure the Americans' interest here? So, from my viewpoint, it's a very bad legislation, and we need 34 senators to vote no on this law of the sea treaty.
Yes.
And President Reagan, as you know, many years ago fought against this. Senator Jesse Helms, many years ago when he was chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, kept this bill from ever coming up from a vote. And now that the Democrats have control in the Bush administration, who supported giving the U.N. jurisdiction over our federal lands and reversing President Reagan's position on UNESCO some time ago, earlier in his administration, has gone one step further to give the U.N. jurisdiction over our sovereignty. And I think this is very bad, and this is treasonous legislation. It's not constitutional. It's certainly not cost-beneficial. And we need to call. Congress won't be reconvening after the Thanksgiving holidays until the first week in December.
Yes. Okay, Ernie, hang on, brother. We'll be back, folks. Please come armed to this show. As Colonel Bo Greitz likes to say, get a pencil and paper. Be armed, because we're going to need it. We've got a lot of work to do as activists in attacking the enemy of God and our republic. We'll be right back after this break.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health. Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint water system with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Okay, folks, we're back. Okay, had to push a button here. We're back now, and I found that quote from Henry Kissinger, and it wasn't 30 years ago. It was January 2003. He said this: military men are dumb, stupid animals to be used as pawns for foreign policy. That ought to make our mothers and dads out there feel real good about themselves. And the sad thing is, Henry Kissinger is right. That is the mentality of the international criminals that control our military and our government today, isn't it, Ernie?
Oh, absolutely. And to be used as pawns and the arrogance by the elites, despite Congress's low approval rating of only 11% and President Bush's very, very low approval rating, they continue to be indifferent to the American people. We continually see these amnesty-type bills coming forward, from the amnesty bill to the DREAM Act to even at one point we thought we were going to have to deal with the Farm Bill amendment to the Agriculture Act. But
yes,
because of our participation and continued participation and calling these senators and representatives, this is the only way we're going to stop them.
That's
they have
the way
another
it happens. And right. That's the way it's supposed to be, Ernie.
Oh, it is.
American people are supposed to let our elected things know what we feel about what they're doing, and when we do it, God blesses us, and we win every time we do it. But when we sit back and don't do it, well, of course, we lose.
Right. And I would like to encourage your listeners now to write these phone numbers down. As I go forward with more discussion, I want to wrap up on the Law of the Sea Treaty and repeat the House resolution number on that, the bonus bill to be restored for these wounded veterans. But the toll-free number that we should be calling Monday is area code 877-851-6437. Again, that's area code 877-851-6437.
Okay.
And the toll number is 202, area code 225-3121. I repeat, area code 202-225-3121. And if both of those numbers are busy, I have another toll number, area code 202-224-3121. I repeat, area code 202-224-3121. And the House resolution by Congressman Altmaier of Pennsylvania, this is to restore the bonuses, House Resolution 3793. And I'd like to wrap up on the Law of the Sea Treaty. The International Seabed Authority, which would, I've read in one place it was 144 member countries, and in another article, 155. But what's so important is we would not have a veto-type vote. The International Seabed Authority operates under a consensus-type voting situation, and most of those countries are second and third world countries, and we don't enjoy too good a relationship at this time.
That's right.
And we're not likely to win in disputes, and this International Seabed Authority would have the authority to set production controls for ocean mining, drilling, and fishing, regulate ocean exploration, issue permits, and settle disputes in its own new court. And if you remember, the administration has been advocating with some of their decisions to put us under the World Court or the UN International Court and to undermine our judicial system. And as you recall, you may recall, it wasn't too many weeks ago that the U.S. Supreme Court agreed to hear that case involving the murderer in Texas who was on death row.
Yes.
And a decision won't be heard until the spring on whether or not they will take up that case in the UN court and the Mexican consulate that wanted the criminal or the criminal punishment, capital punishment provision reversed by our court system. So we are under siege here, folks, not only from bills, but treaties and the administration seeking to put us under more and more control by the UN and the North American Union, the NAFTA superhighway system. And we have some bills that I could talk about now. The Congressman Virgil Goode of Virginia has House concurrent resolution expressing the sense of Congress that the president should provide notice of withdrawal from NAFTA. I think that's a good resolution. And again, that's House Congressional Resolution 22 and House Congressional 40, Resolution 40 is by Congressman Goode, too, from Virginia, 5th Congressional District, expressing the sense of Congress that the U.S. should not engage in the construction of a North American Free Trade Agreement superhighway system or enter into a North American Union with Mexico and Canada.
Yes.
And
hey, brother, let me ask you a favor. When I call my congressmen or senators, I like to have a report in front of me to read before I call. So if you could help us by telling us where we could get the best report on
Jack, I'm having difficulty hearing you.
Bills before
the music.
We call. We'll be right back, folks, before, right after this important break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had 2 mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to safecastleroyal.com. That's safecastleroyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
Welcome back, folks, to the Officer Jack McLam program, and we have Ernie on in Virginia. And Ernie, please go right ahead, brother.
Right. Okay, Jack, to answer your question on what are the best websites to get information on these bills so that your listeners can be better prepared when they call in to their representatives and senators,
right.
First I'd like to give the most basic website, and that is www.thomas.gov, G-O-V.
Thomas?
And why I like that website, it does not do a critical analysis of the bill, but it does give you the text of the bill and the status of the bill, the sponsor of the bill, and the names of the co-sponsors.
And that's Thomas, the word Thomas?
thomas.gov.
Okay, good. Okay.
And you can search the bill by bill number or by text or by a few words. You put in a few words and you will see what comes up, and they'll give you a good listing of the bills and potential, and sometimes the cross-reference bills.
I see.
And,
yeah.
And so, and regarding other websites, for the war crime bill and hate crime legislation, I like truthtellers.org, www.truthtellers.org. Ted Pike has done a yeoman's job on analyzing these bills and analyzing bills, similar hate crime legislation in other countries of the world, for example, Canada and some countries in Europe, and how the hate crime legislation has been used against religious people, individuals, and why this is being done. And he does a good analysis and stays up on the status of those bills and recent developments when, say, the hate crime legislation is not put forward as a standalone bill, but is attached to an amendment to another bill, which complicates trying to track these things. And there is so much work going on right now in Congress to undermine our constitutional rights. There seems to be a lot of focus on undermining the First Amendment rights,
yes,
and the Fourth Amendment rights under the Constitution, mm-hmm, and private property rights. And so truthtellers.org is a good website to go to. Now, another website which I think is especially good is www.newswithviews.com.
Mm-hmm. And right.
There are, for example, D.V. Kidd has done a lot of work in looking at Senate Bill 1959, which is the thought crime legislation bill. She has written a couple articles on that. And along with her, Bob Chapman and Joel Skousen and their subscription-type newsletters have written a lot of work on theirs. But assuming your listeners don't have a subscription, so I would encourage newsreviews.com and Dr. Jerome Corsi on worldnetdaily.com, which is, you can go to that website under www.wnd.com.
WND.com. WorldNetDaily. Okay.
WorldNetDaily.
Gotcha.
And available through that website, you can purchase books similar to RBN, RepublicBroadcasting.org. Your website and the network that sponsors your program, Jack, has uh-huh. a number of good books for people to purchase that would be useful for better understanding what's going on, for example, in the North American Union and the attacks on our freedom, et cetera. And WorldNetDaily.com offers also Dr. Corsi's book, and also you can get the latest book by Daniel Estulin on the Bilderberg Organization, which I would encourage your listeners to get better familiar with the Bilderberg Organization, because the mainstream media, which is controlled by the elites and the CFR people and the trilateralists, don't want us to know what they're up to.
Uh-huh.
And a lot of this legislation is linked to their globalist agenda to put us under a one-world government. And not only are we under attack with the North American Union, but other parts of the globe. Africa, there's going to be a proposed union. The Middle East, they want to do a union. And just today, I read an outstanding article by Deanna Spingola, S-P-I-N-G-O-L-A. She writes on newswithviews.com, and she has an extraordinarily good article. Let me see if I can find the title of that, because that article really explains what's going on. It's essentially, she talks about how they use immigration, or the elites use immigration. Her article is titled "The Power Elite Playbook, Anglo-American Chessboard, Part 4 Today."
That is so important, that article, brother. I read it myself, and I'll tell you, it's so important because it explains the tactics being used to run us into this slave society, this totalitarian system. She is really sharp.
Oh, she, and you know what's so amazing? I've heard her on RBN, too. She's been on Rick Adams' show a couple times.
Yeah.
And she's sort of a soft-spoken lady, very knowledgeable, but a master at details.
Uh-huh.
And she's a quilt maker in her business, and she has her own website. But she really has the big picture as to what's going on.
She does, yeah.
And she, when she writes, she has all the supporting documentation linked. She fully supports and cross-references all the authorities that and source documentation that she uses to build her case. And her discussion about what the CIA did, for example, in 1956 in Vietnam and the movement of the Catholics into South Vietnam and to a more predominantly Buddhist area to create religious, civil, and economic conflict, she's a master of making the analogy to what they're doing with the illegal immigration, opening our borders, and how they have mistreated the Mexican people and the workers via NAFTA and undermined them, creating the crisis situation. And she's got the understanding how to make order out of chaos, and that's what these globalists do.
Yes, and she explained very well to me that a crisis and a horrible, horrible system was created in Mexico by the elite to drive millions and millions of illegals into America. It was all done on purpose, and it's a communist system down there, and it's so oppressive that the people flee from there, and it's all done on purpose, brother, and she explains that very well.
And she does. And she also explains how the American citizen is manipulated and mesmerized by the tube, and also how our Jewish friends in Israel are being manipulated by the same globalist elites, the Zionists, who are the one world order types, and they'll play the Jews and against Christians, or the Jews against the Muslims and the Muslims against the Jews, and it's this dielectric of putting one group against another and creating all this chaos where they take advantage of it, and they use these wars for profit in our private Federal Reserve system, and she understands the concept.
Yes, she certainly does.
So go to News with listeners, please go to newswithviews.com today and read that article. That is by Deanna, actually I think she posted it yesterday, Deanna Spingola, and it's linked on the website. You might have to go down the page a little to find it, or use your edit field or in your Finder feature on your Internet Explorer or whatever web device that you use, application you use, and search for her name, Deanna Spingola. Read that article. It's so well written and backed up. Now, I have another one. Another article I think would be useful for your listeners to understand this legislation that's going on in the big picture. And I found that this morning. I was doing some research, and I went to a site called Reason.com, www.reason.com.
Yes.
And the article was titled, Americans, Sheep to the Constitutional Slaughter, an interview with Judge Andrew Napolitano. And the author was Brian Doherty, D-O-H-E-R-T-Y, and the article was posted on November 15th, and it was an interview with the judge back around November 12th. But it was outstanding into the discussion about about Judge Napolitano's latest book titled A Nation of Sheep. And the book is sharply critical of the Bush administration for its assaults on our freedom and privacy, and talks in great detail about the Patriot Act. And one thing, the Patriot Act's two most principal constitutional errors are an assault on the Fourth Amendment and on the First. Again, the Fourth and First Amendment seems to be the focus of so much legislation.
Sure, yes.
And the thought crime legislation and the hate crime legislation, they don't want us talking. They want to shut down the Internet streaming media. They want to make terrorists out of anybody who talks about what's going on and raises concerns about
their
government.
Anybody tells the truth, they want to shut them down and put them in prison.
Right. And how the Patriot Act makes it a felony for the recipient of a self-written search warrant by the FBI, if that was issued, and not by a review by the judiciary, but maybe by the FBI supervisor, and who knows on what basis, it would be a crime or a felony for anyone to reveal it to anyone, including your own lawyer.
Yes.
And then he goes into detail how they rushed this legislation in to protect us and gave the House only 15 minutes before the vote, a 315-page long bill.
Yeah.
And it took this judge 20 hours to read it, and he had to read it twice to understand what was in it. So, you know, we are under a siege here, folks, and we've got to participate if we want to save this constitutional republic. Because what they're setting up is a Soviet-style conundrum where we can't speak, and we're going to have thought crime legislation and these centers for excellence and people turning one another in because we didn't sound like we were politically correct in what we were saying. I mean, what kind of system do we want to create here? We better stop watching all the ball games and DVDs and movies and get involved here. Okay, but this is an excellent discussion by Judge Napolitano, and if you read between the lines, Jack, it seems to me, here he is on Fox TV, he sounds like he's an advocate for Congressman Ron Paul.
Oh, he does?
Oh, yes.
My goodness. Wow.
Right. He sees him as the, he's, Ron Paul has, quote, has made it legitimate again for small government, maximum individual liberty, and Goldwater Republicans to come forth and complain about big government. And he says, when the president says his first job is to keep us safe, he is dead wrong. Read the oath of office, the judge writes. His first job is not to keep us safe, but to keep us free by upholding the Constitution.
There you go, brother. Wow.
Right.
That's
I'd
amazing.
Rather have
you know
freedom.
What? Of... If he keeps talking like that, he's not going to be on Fox News, the propaganda arm of the Republican White House. If he keeps talking like that, we're not going to see him anymore.
Absolutely. And he says, I'd rather have freedom with danger than slavery with safety.
Amen, brother.
Oh, amen is right. So, and to answer your question, there are a number of websites and there are articles that come up from time to time. And like for today I learned about Reason.com, and I thought that was exceptional. But
what was it?
Reason.com.
Reason.com.
Right, that was the website.
I haven't seen it. Yeah.
Let me get the exact. It's www.reason.com.
I see. Okay.
And you have to use your own judgment, but if it sounds reasonable and makes common sense and it's logical, and I'll give you another example. Cliff Kincaid, who writes for newswithviews.com, also has a website of his own, and this deals with accuracy in the media, and I can't remember the exact website, but he has analyzed the Law of the Sea Treaty like nobody else has, and he also identified what the administration was doing in lying about this treaty at these hearings in the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, and he also brought up Senator Vitter from Louisiana, who's been attacked and smeared and all this discussion because he's not in step with the globalists. And he brought up land-based pollution sources and the U.N. having an enforcement authority. He actually read what was in the Law of the Sea Treaty.
Yeah, which brings them right into the heart of America under this Law of the Sea Treaty.
Right.
You know, you think, well, so they have control of the seas and the ocean. Big deal. We're here in America. No, brothers and sisters, if you read this bill, this treaty, they come right in under this treaty into the United States and control most of what we do here.
Precisely. Now, Jack, moving on from the Law of the Sea Treaty and how to get to the information, I wanted to bring up one additional, another subject here, and that is the pardon of Federal Border Security agents Ramos and Capion.
Okay, now, brother, before you do that, did you finish up on the thought crimes legislation?
No, I have not. I should talk more about that.
Okay,
and that's Senate Bill 1959.
Do that first, and then we'll get into the very important Ramos and Compion case, okay?
Okay.
Yeah.
This Senate Bill 1959 is probably the most significant bill I have ever seen in terms of undermining our Constitution. And Joel Skousen writes in his latest World Affairs brief, homegrown terrorism bill, a precursor to criminalizing dissent.
Mm-hmm.
Several libertarian groups on the right and left are concerned that a little noticed anti-terrorism bill. When I say a little noticed, the Senate Committee on Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs has no link to their recent hearing and testimony by these two different panels related to Senate Bill 1959, and although it was mostly on anecdotal evidence and Muslim terrorism in Europe and United Kingdom, it never made a clear, convincing case of why we need this legislation.
Okay, we got another break coming up. Folks, I'm telling you, these are issues that will change your life if we don't jump on them. We don't get active like God told us to do, rising up against the evildoers. It's going to change our life forever. We'll be right back. More from Ernie from Virginia.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Thank you. folks. Welcome back. This is a very important part of the show today, folks. Very important part of the show because we're learning what's going on behind our backs to destroy our sovereignty, destroy our freedoms, and the freedoms of your children and your posterity, like my 9 grandchildren, for example. Let's go right back to Ernie. Ernie, go right ahead.
Okay, thanks, Jack. And this homegrown terrorism bill, this Senate Bill 1959, is going under the radar. There's not been sufficient mainstream media coverage. The only time I've seen it on TV was there was an indirect reference on the Glenn Beck show, and he referred to Ron Paul as a domestic terrorist, or him. Implied that he was, and that language was what you're seeing in this bill in some of the sections. I have the section number written down where it talks about internet streaming as an issue, but before I go into that section, I want to continue this discussion by Joel Skousen in his latest World Affairs brief.
Yes.
A little-noticed anti-terrorism bill quietly making its way through Congress, courtesy of Democrat Jane Harman of California, is raising fears of a new affront on activism and constitutional rights. According to democracynow.com, the Violent Radicalization and Homegrown Terrorism Prevention Act, which is Senate Bill 1959, was passed in an overwhelming 400-6 House vote last month. Critics say it would herald a new government crackdown on dissident activity and infiltration of universities under the guise of, quote, fighting terrorism. Quote, this bill would establish 2 government-appointed bodies to study, monitor, and propose ways of curbing what it calls homegrown terrorism and extremism in the U.S. The first body, a national commission, would convene for 18 months. A university-based, quote, center for excellence, end of quote, would follow, bringing together academic specialists to recommend laws and other measures. Critics say the bill's definition of, quote, extremism, end of quote, and, quote, terrorism, end of quote, is too vague, and its mandate even more broad. Under a false veil of expertise and independence, the government-appointed commissions could be used as ideological cover to push through harsher laws. This is just the beginning, Jack.
Potential
terror to come and lack. And, you know, and I look at the Senate Committee on Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs. From time to time, they do some good work. The Inspector General Reform Act bill that I mentioned last week, Senate Bill 2321, would provide for a more effective and cost-effective IG, independent authority, and funding authority, although I have some issues with the bill in that there's not sufficient safeguards to protect us against, say, an IG that would falsely report on a matter, for example, the Homeland Security IG in the matter of federal border security agents Ramos and Campion misled Congress. And when the IG misleads, or their investigators mislead and auditors mislead Congress or the American people, they should be held accountable in a very serious way, perhaps a misdemeanor or a felony even, depending on the materiality of the issues. So this Senate Foreign Relations Committee is sort of hiding behind some good legislation. They have not only they have the E-Government Reauthorization Act, which would promote transparency, continued transparency in government, but yet when I go to their website, they don't have any mention on Senate Bill 1959, and they don't have any cross links to the testimony in the panels.
Incredible.
So they're hypocritical.
Incredible. Hang on, Ernie. We'll be right back. Folks, stay tuned for the second hour of the Officer Jack McGlam program. Ernie's going to hold over and finish up this very important information we need to stand up and fight the Antichrist leaders that we have in our nation's capital today. We'll be right back.